Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh.
That's how we're going to start the show tonight. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, 646-652-4479. And tonight is a night where we have to get realistic as Atlanta Hawks fans. This show tonight is dedicated specifically for everybody who calls themselves an Atlanta Hawks fan, whether hardcore or fair weather, you like the jerseys, you like a particular player, you were born in 1980, whatever the case, we have been lied to. If you're online on social media or Instagram or wherever you might have seen the show posted, you see the title of the show. We have been lied to. How big is a statement is that? Just think of the word lie and think of all the connotations that goes with it. And think about everything that, you know, has gone on over the last few years, rebuilding of this team from the inside out, right? And here we are, March 6th, 2017. The Hawks now have 29 losses. There is no direction with the team. Hawks have no home court advantage. Hawks play no perimeter defense. Hawks don't use their center. After specifically getting the center to do what a center is supposed to do, the same lineup keeps getting sent out despite losing six of the last nine games. Does it even matter anymore? I don't think it does. I think we've been lied to. What do you think? Tune in, listen in, call in. That's my show info for the night. Got that out the way. 646-652-4479. Now, I know some people are at work. I know some people are just driving home from the game. You won't get to call in. Hopefully you'll listen to the show afterwards, but there are opportunities to call in. Also, the chat room, I believe, is open. Is the chat room open? Yes, it is. So there's people already logged into the chat room. So if you're in the chat room, you can type in a note, comment, concern. I'll repeat it on the air as long as it's clean. This is a family show. And of course, you can call in and discuss what you feel about the Atlanta Hawks as of right now. Let's go to the standings, shall we? Before that, let's go to the actual stats for tonight's game. Let's read these out real quick, okay? Because one of the things I mentioned was what? The starting lineup being rolled out night after night after night, okay? Tabo, 5 points. Max Money, he had 20 tonight, 6 of 16. He had all his free throws tonight, didn't he? Didn't miss one. He had 10 rebounds tonight. Dwight. Want to know how many field goal attempts he had tonight? A man with 63% shooting for the year, highest in forever. He had 4 field goal attempts tonight. Hit 3 or 4 of them, though. 14 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive, 19 rebounds in total. Had a block. Kent actually had a decent night tonight. He had 18 points tonight. He contributed, kind of, comparatively. And, of course, Mr. Dennis Schroeder. We'll get into that later. Tim coming off the bench had his 19. Ilya, 15 points. He was pretty much the bench along with Tim. You want to know how much Malcolm Delaney scored? Does anybody know how much he scored in 19 minutes of play tonight? Anybody wants to guess? Make sure. Let me switch back. Make sure ain't nobody holding. Okay. Anybody wants to guess how much Malcolm Delaney scored tonight? Here, before I say that, we have been lied to. How in the world do you go and get actual third point guard and then don't play the third point guard after you benched your main point guard and then your other point guard gets hurt? I said it on social media when it happened, Well, I guess Bayes is going to be the point since Jose can't play. Sure enough, what happens? Jose Calderon, DMP, coach's decision. Malcolm Delaney, 19 minutes, 0 points. Zero. 0 points. But 11 people did play tonight, at least, I guess. I guess that's Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Actually, 9 people played tonight. Really, 8 people played tonight since you benched your starting point guard in the third quarter. 646-652-4479. So we have been lied to. We've been lied to by the owner. We've been lied to by the GM. We've been lied to by the other supposed owner, Grant Hill, doing Pizza Hut commercials. We've been lied to by Coach Bud. We've been lied to by everybody in the Hawks organization as far as I am concerned. And I used to be concerned, but I'm not concerned anymore. Because at this point, it's quite clear what isn't going to happen. What isn't going to happen is the Atlanta Hawks are not going to ever be a competitive team. Maybe in our lifetime. No, let's not go there, maybe. But definitely not within the next 5 years because of what they've decided to not do. A lot of y'all have noticed me using the word bamboozled. I'm just saying it now. We've been lied to. Because bamboozled kind of means, you know, we've been tricked. But we just been straight up lied to as far as what was going to happen with this team. And again, we should have seen the writing on the wall. Okay, what you think you feel about Paul Korver's age and whether or not we got somebody to pass him the ball and get him more open shots and all this kind of stuff? Doesn't hold water. I'm sorry, it doesn't. Man has 60-plus three-pointers in Cleveland. He ain't been there but half a minute. 67, 68, some stupid number, right? You should have seen the writing on the wall at that point. Didn't even get nothing for him. Draymond comes and goes, and yeah, Illy's going to be an okay, you know, addition, definitely. He gets enough playing time, and it looks like he's getting the minutes and everything. However, getting him all of a sudden, well, we don't even play the center. He's just going to play the center position now. He's just going to alternate Paul and Dwight now, and we're just going to play an 8.5-man rotation for the rest of the season, and that's the best way to go now. Moose and Chris don't even count. You know, this mysterious injury that Dunleavy has. You know, just little things like that. We've been lied to, y'all. This is the real. This ain't the Matrix. This is real life. We've been lied to. Now, what I was going to do earlier, let's go to the standings. Cleveland lost again tonight to Miami in Cleveland when Kyrie and LeBron played. They have 20 losses now. They're 42-20. Boston Celtics, they lost again the other night against Phoenix, buzzer beater. They're 40-23. Washington Wizards, third in the East, 37-24. Toronto Raptors, 37-26. They lost again the other night. Atlanta Hawks, of course, we lost tonight. 34-29. That's an important number. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Indiana Pacers, right behind us, even though they lost again somehow. 32-31 is their record, y'all. Okay. Detroit basketball, they're 31-32. Then you got the Chicago Bulls, also 31-32. I don't know who holds the tiebreaker. But guess who's right there at number 9 spot who, again, beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight? The Miami Heat, 30-34. The Atlanta Hawks are half skipping a jump away from the 9th place in the Eastern Conference. Why do I say that? Because they can't sustain a winning streak. They can't win at home. They can't beat bad teams. They can't beat good teams. I said it a week ago. There's a legit chance the Hawks might not make the playoffs at all. That's how bad it is. And it's legitimate. No one can argue it. This is the real. That's what I'm talking about tonight. We have been lied to, straight up. No input from anybody up high, no input from anybody down low. And I'm kind of offended with this whole leadership talk stuff and everything and everything. Why is Paul going to start talking about anything now rather than doing it the whole season? He's supposed to be the one who's supposed to get max money. This should have been a preventable thing. If it's that deep, I don't think it is, but if it's really that deep, why are we going through all this now? He's supposed to be the leader. Leaders lead, right? Whatever. 646-652-4479. So, heck, let me throw this in here while I'm talking about standings still. The Milwaukee Bucks are 29-33. They've won three in a row. They're half a skip and a jump away, too. Detroit's won two in a row. They have 32 losses. We have 29. Again, let the Nets beat us. It's wide open then. I don't know about the Pacers, but these other teams below the Pacers, they have a shot. They really do. And the other part of this is, of course, if the Hawks do stay around 5 or 6, of course they're getting bounced in the first round. Now, I've said this for the last 2 weeks. The Hawks can't beat anybody in the first round right now. There's no way they're going to win a 7-game series against, let's see, if they stay in the 5th spot. They're not going to beat Toronto. They're not going to beat Washington if they fall to the 6th spot. Right? They're definitely not going to beat the Celtics in a 7-game series if they fall to the 7th spot. And they're not going to beat Cleveland if they fall to the 8th spot. If somehow or another the Hawks fool around and get to the 3rd spot, they're not going to beat Indiana. Because we can't pass the ball to our center who has more size than everybody that's on Indiana Pacers, and he still can't get more than 3 or 4 field goal attempts. That's why we can't. That's not basketball, is it? And what generation is that real basketball? 646-652-4479 if you want to call in, chime in, lay down your thoughts, figures, other stats that you might have, feelings. If you have any feelings, maybe no one does. Maybe I'm the only Hawk fan left in the world. I don't know. But at this point in time, I don't think it matters anymore because we don't have a franchise. We've been lied to because the changes that were supposed to happen this year, they kind of happened but weren't completed. And then there's no rhyme and reason for anything to happen anymore. There's no direction. I mentioned that. There is literally no direction. Now, if we want to get to schematics, coaching, whatever happened, I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. I don't even care what anybody's explanation is because definitely the coaching staff is not going to tell us. But somehow or another, the discipline of being able to say, this is how you switch on man-to-man defense and being able to play perimeter defense is gone. It's lost. It's over with. And also being able to throw a proper entry pass when your man has his man sealed in the paint doesn't even matter. How many times has Dwight Howard been in the paint half position and then get a 3-second call this year? How many times? Let's count them. Let's count them just tonight. And still doesn't get the ball. So he's basically regulated to basically pick up baskets. Like he's Zaza Pachulia or something. That's not how it's supposed to be, y'all. It's not. It's not even reasonable. And we're talking legitimate reasons why the Hawks are not winning or won't win. Again, at this point, at a certain point we wanted to throw it on the players, but at this point it's just straight up coaching, and tonight proved it. Tonight proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt that we've been lied to, because no way, no how against a former world championship team with the best record in the NBA, team that you haven't beat in at least the last 4 games, a team that you went wire to wire with in November, and you have them here at home and you actually have them beat, you don't do that. What Bud did tonight, you don't. You try to work it out. Find them with whatever you got to do after the fact. But you need to try to win the game because we need wins right now. Other teams that win, that's what they do. They win. And they handle other stuff after the fact. You don't do that. You don't. You just don't do that. Golden State fans liked that, though, didn't they? They love that, right? Take Dennis out of the game because he's over here shutting down one of the best point guards in the league and everything. Take him out of the game so our point guard, the one we came to see anyway, can go off and do stupid stuff with the basketball and put it in the hoop a whole bunch. Yeah, that's smart. That sounds good. 646-642. I'm losing my number here. 646-642-4479. So, and thank you for all who I see a lot of people listening in the chat room, it looks like, and definitely all who might be at work and everywhere, and definitely people who live listening to in other countries like Australia, like London, and other places where I know I have some listeners and things of that nature, and everybody who's listening on New Pack Nation and also Atlanta Hawks Nation. Shout out to everybody who might be listening in right now. Feel free to join in before I get off the show tonight. So again, Let's go through the records and standings again. Now, right now, the Hawks are now 17-15 at home and now 17-14 on the road. I heard that we have the seventh best road record in the NBA. Doesn't matter. Because we've lost 3 of 7 and we've lost the last 3 games. We can't barely get a 2-game win streak. We have now, 19 games to go now? I said this earlier. We have 19 games to go to legitimately put us in a position where we think we could get out the first round. We have to win what? Out of the next 19 games, we have to win what? 12 of those games? 13 of those games, maybe? Heck, can we even win the last 2 games on the homestand? can we even do that? We are 23-15 in the conference. That's pretty decent. We're tied for fourth best, conference record. That's not bad, I guess. But guess what? We're 5-8 in our own division. That's crazy. Okay? Those are the numbers. We're a 500 team, 540 winning percentage. I guess that's okay. That's just okay. But we never can get no real explanations of anything. And again, my whole really, what's the word I'm looking for? What irks me more is that we don't get any input from ownership, really. We don't really get any real anything from Wes, and definitely not getting nothing from Bud anymore. And then gave up on that. Because again, it's just ridiculous how we can't play. How at least they didn't break the record. Because I have just straight up said Golden State's going to throw 33 pointers on us, but they only 18-20 of them. I guess that's not that bad, right? Oh boy, 646-652-4479. So, what is the deal then? So if we've been lied to, then what is the end result of being lied to so many times at this point, where at the end of the day, you didn't make a move on Paul when you had opportunity to get rid of him on the basis of he would brought value, it's a business, he'll have to understand it, but we can't pay him $70 million a year. We just can't do it. You can't. Had a chance to do it, and we didn't do that. So there's more than likely he will walk. Okay. THJ, well, we can sign him because he is a restricted free agent, but he's going to put a little dent in there because guess what? We have Bays on his crazy contract. And it's a crazy contract now. His contract would be legit as all get out if he played, but he doesn't. How many points did he have the other night? And here's another reason why I say we've been lied to. November, we didn't get a third point guard, and we knew we needed one, and we didn't. We went into the season, we're just going to play two point guards this year. After knowing Jack wasn't going to be able to play, we're just going to go with two point guards. We good. We all right. We straight. We straight. No big deal. Nothing to see here. All the other teams in the NBA have at least 3 point guards because stuff happens. But now the Hawks are so good, we only need two. Dennis and somebody who technically it wasn't proven. I liked him. I saw his stats. I saw how he played. I thought he was going to work out. No, sorry. Malcolm Delaney hasn't nowhere near worked out. That man is a miniature Joe Johnson. Anybody notice that? I saw that tonight. That's exactly what I thought. When I saw him out there, dribble, 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 shot. He's setting up for the shot. Here it comes. He has 0 points tonight, though. There's been flashes where he's done some good, but he doesn't pass the ball. And if he's not going to pass the ball, he needs to score coming off the bench. And if you can't do those two things, what in the world? And again, why in the world did we get Jose Calderon, who even at this age is more of a formulative point guard than Delaney is? The other night, if we didn't have Jose in there, I bet he would have scored 4 points. We were in the game. Or just get more minutes to THJ. But that's a whole other story in itself. That game is over with, can't get it back. Tonight's game is over with, can't get it back. But the decisions that continue to be made, guess what? You play to win the game. And if we're not going to play to win the game, what are we really doing? We're just out there right now. And I'm looking at these standings, and the only reason we are still in fifth place is because Indy has been playing like crap. Eventually, they might catch fire. We have to look at it like that at this point. We're not going to overtake any of the people that are above us. We are, what, 3 full games out of fourth, and forever out of third and second. But Indy is only 2 games behind us. Detroit is only 3 games behind us. Three! We got 19 games to go. The odds of us falling to eighth are much higher than us falling up right now. By default, this is reality. We've been lied to, and I don't think people in the Atlanta Hawks organization cares. I really don't think they do. Because otherwise, they wouldn't be doing the crazy stuff they've been doing. The decisions have been made. This nine-man rotation crap, for instance, what kind of stuff is that? I'm trying not to have a heart attack. I really am. Because, again, we knew the changes that were going to happen with Al and Jeff were happening. Cool. But it was supposed to go all the way. And when you don't go all the way with something, it's maddening. And at this point, I say we don't need to waste. Again, we can't even trade them now. So we don't need to waste 2 more years of Dwight and whatever he has left in the tank. He's not old or anything. And, everybody be like his back and everything. He missed a few games with his back this year. But other than that, look what his stats are. Every night. Look at the effort he puts in every night, despite the fact we don't pass him the ball. He still goes out and gets rebounds. He still makes sure that nobody just comes in there and gets layups. He does his doggone job. He's earning his money. He's earning his keep. And he's the one who basically volunteered himself to come back to the ATL. He didn't have to, but he did, and we're wasting him. We're wasting him. We don't need to do that next year. Somehow or another, we need to trade Dwight. That's what it comes down to. We didn't trade Paul. We need to trade Dwight, whatever we can get, some hush puppies, some Captain D's. I don't know. But this is where it comes down to. We need to scrap everything, play the rookies, and just start doggone over. That's where we are right now. But we've been lied to. We've been lied to. See if we can go ahead and re-sign THJ to his restricted free agent contract. We'll have to break the bank and keep him. And just let him be out there. Somehow we need to trade Bays at the same time. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we need to start over. We need Prince, Bembry need to be playing all the time. No Illy out there at Paul Ford. I'll live with that. I don't know what we'll do at center if we trade Dwight, but I'd rather do that than doing this, because doing this is a farce. Doing this is just a waste of time. Doing this is stupid. This is what this is. For Atlanta Hawks fans around the world, this is stupid now. This is not competitive basketball. No one can legitimize it. as competitive basketball. For simple people, this doesn't make any sense, what's happening right now with our organization. And the fans deserve better. I've mentioned that in plenty of posts online. If you follow me at all or you see me, this is not cool anymore. Watching these games over and over again, and the reason we lost our perimeter defense. How many three-pointers did we give up? Free throws. Dwight's been doing great on his free throws. What about everybody else? Dwight's always going to have issues with free throws, but why is everybody else also having trouble with free throws? What is the deal? We've been losing by free throws, y'all, lately. Anybody notice the scores? We've been lied to. And whatever has happened to where Bud has either lost the locker room, I don't know if we can say that. I don't know. There ain't no leadership. Whose fault is that? Supposed to be Max Money's team. What in the world? He's supposed to be running things, right? If you can't do that, why are we giving you Max Money if you can't even do that part of it? The reason that there are other organizations that are more successful than ours is because they always have that person, and they always have somebody to make sure that everybody knows what's going on all the time, and they make sure that the organization is running the way to be successful, not a detriment, not making up stuff as you go, making non-basketball decisions. That's not how you run successful organizations for 20, 25 years and win multiple championships. That's not how you do it. At a certain point, you make it work, period. That's it. There ain't no, I mean, even all the stupid stuff Braun has pulled off, how many championships has he been in a row now with all the foolery he creates? At a certain point, you suck it up and you take that and you make it work. But if you don't have the gumption to be able to pull that off, well, maybe you don't need to be in the decision-making process. There's too much blame to go around with too many things, but at a certain point, I know an interview with the Georgia Tech head coach. He doesn't pass the ball. He doesn't get a rebound. He doesn't put it in the bucket or whatever. But he does make decisions about rotations and timeouts and stuff, right? Doggone it. I'm sorry. We've been lied to. Because how can you legitimize continuing to start somebody who's basically averaging 5 points a game to somebody who's averaging 30 points a game? Math works still in the real world, no matter what Trump says. Sorry, had to throw that one out there. Okay? 646. 652-4479. I'm not even doing a break today. But again, we have been lied to. Somebody needs to lock people up because of the lie. George was on my show the other night, he saw that I had posted up about Grant Hill being in that Pizza Hut commercial. To me, That just rubbed me all kind of different the wrong ways. Because again, if we're going to have sub leadership or any kind of input, he's one of the owners of this franchise now. There is nothing basketball wise that I can see related to Grant Hill, one of the real, 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 real nice players that was out there back in the day. He knew how to play basketball. He knew what basketball was all about. No, he didn't get a chance to win a championship because of his injuries and whatnot. But when he was on the court, it was never a question about his effort, right? Why ain't he in the locker room half the time? Why isn't, I don't understand that. I'm sorry. Because he isn't. Because if he was, we'd see different, I think. But maybe he doesn't matter. I'm at this point where is Dominique at? Dominique, you need to get out of the booth. You need to be, like, sitting right behind the bench glaring at people or something Because this is embarrassing for your legacy as well. You're the one who got the statue out there, Neek. I'm sorry. Everybody got to get called out at this point. Because, see, again, and if you've never really listened to Steve Holman on 92.9, him calling the games, he's dying out here, y'all, having to call these ridiculous games and the things that happen during the game that makes no complete sense. None. And if he's calling people out, what in the world? Oh, you should probably guard him. Another three. You should probably guard that guy. Oh, no, another three. You should hear Steve Holman. It's painful if you're a real Hawks fan. Or, heck, just being a basketball fan at a certain point is painful. To see this franchise is basically getting run into the ground because they just don't care. We've been lied to. We've been bamboozled. You know, we've been the element of what we're supposed to have been this year and what we actually are is so far the other way, and there's no way to fix it. The way to fix it, we had an opportunity and we let it go, is coming past. I did that show the other day. Trade deadline is coming past. Now what? Well, now we know the what. We're done. I guess that's what people were waiting for me to say. Pick a fork in us. We're done. There's nowhere good that can happen to this. We're a proverbial middle-tier team. Now, we've always known that. And again, my last show I mentioned, we've been considered contenders twice in our lifetime, depending on when you were born. Dominique's year where he was traded, we had a shot that year. We all knew it. And the 60-win season, that's it. And the only reason we were considered contenders in the 60-win season is because we had 60 wins and we had never done it before. And we had gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. But that's it. So we don't have nothing else to go on off of that, right? So now here it is. We've lost three in a row. We're about to have our 30th loss, possibly Wednesday night, because, I mean, shoot. We barely beat Dallas. Got beat by Indy. Got beat by Golden State. We're just not competitive, mostly because of the lineup we keep trotting out there, but mostly because of lack of rotations, don't have enough coming off the bench to help out like we used to. We won't even play our third point guard. Again, someone tell me why. Why didn't we play Jose Calderon? Why do we have four people do not playing DMPs every night now? Four players, y'all. Four. Not going to play no matter what. You're just going to rotate Illy, Dwight, and Paul. And you're going to keep throwing Malcolm out there for 20 minutes a night and get no production. If Malcolm gets hurt and you decide to, you know, bitch your starting point guard, you got Bays out there playing point. How is that reasonable? Again, we're playing a team that has 51 victories, and we're at home. And we had them on the ropes. We had them on the ropes, y'all. Had them beat, really, right? But Bud wanted to prove a point. Hey, we can win without you, Dennis. Yeah, we can. You were shutting down one of the league's MVPs. You had them shut down. You were playing to your ultimate level. You took it upon yourself to get yourself together, and all of a sudden, because you had a little tiff with Dwight, yeah, it's time to sit you down for the game. Prove it. Okay. All right. Got 10 minutes left in the show. So, that being said, again, stick a fork in this for this season. We're going to have a middle-tier draft pick because it's too late to tank at this point. Too many other teams have whole bunch more losses. Let's see. Let me check that. Let's see. So in the Eastern Conference, you got Brooklyn Nets with 51 losses. Oh, my goodness. They've already been eliminated. So, yeah, they're let's see. Who's getting the number one pick? Yep, Brooklyn's probably getting the number one pick this year. Wow, I didn't know it was that bad. Who's next? I guess who has the next worst record? The Lakers. I don't think the Lakers will get to the Nets. So, yeah, so we're going to have pretty much another middle tier, you know, pick. And since we didn't trade Paul, see, again, are we going to be forced to give the bank to Paul and then still not be able to really get better? I mean, really, is eight, and I mentioned this in another show, 18 points from Paul is different from 18 points from another player. It just is. And you saw it again tonight, right? It's getting out of hand, y'all. And, you know, I wish there was an easy way to get out of it, but there isn't. And as a Hawk fan since 1980, I mean, it really hurts me. It really hurts me. But this is what it is. I mean, we just can't worry about it no more. Baseball season is here. Shoot, Falcons training camp is only a few months away. Atlanta United had a great game. A lot, 55,000 people, y'all. That was awesome. I wish I had been able to go. I know I'm going to try to go when Mercedes-Benz opens up. I won't be able to go before then, especially with the baseball season coming. I'll probably be at SunTrust a whole heck of a lot. But we have a new franchise in town, so we can start following them. But I don't know if it's time for Bud to be gone. But right now, Bud doesn't have this team. Bud kind of is shown. I don't know what it is, but it don't look like he knows what he's doing all of a sudden. I'm just saying, outside looking in, but I'm just looking at our record. I don't care about nothing else. I'm looking at our record. I'm looking at the player on the floor. And when you have players who continually can't switch properly and you continue to give up 10 to 15 three-pointers a game, I mean, let's do the math on that with 7 minutes, 55 seconds left in my show. Let's just do the math of giving up 10 or more three-pointers a game. Let's multiply 7 times, 10 times 3, right? How many points is that a game that on a particular type of shot, right? So you take everything else out, somehow or another, you got at least 30 points that you got to compensate for somehow. So, again, if you play ultimate defense, but then you give up 30 points, so if you're not hitting free throws or you're not hitting enough three-pointers or you're not hitting enough just regular jump shots, you're pretty much going to get beat all the time, right? Does that make any sense for that to keep happening when that's preventable? I don't think so. So that's that part of it. Free throws, of course, that comes and goes, but again, just being able to not be able to switch, that's unforgivable. I'm sorry. There got to be something to that, and that's coaching, okay? Dwight should be getting 10, 15 touches a game. He gets 3, 4. It's easy to go 63% from the field if you're getting 4 attempts and you get 3 of them. That's 75% right there, right? Why can't we look at the math and be like, well, what if we gave it to him 10 times a game? Maybe he'll hit 7 shots. I don't know, y'all. It's just sad, really, where we are from what we're supposed to have been. Because on paper, this team should be a third-place team at least, on paper. And on paper, of course, it doesn't count. You still got to play the game. But this Hawks team isn't playing to win the game. We're playing to just kind of be in the game, being competitive, and barely doing that. The losses show that, again, proof is in the pudding. You can't delete that part of it, right? I know I'm making sense, and a lot of people are just not going to want to recognize that I'm making sense, and a lot of people are going to be like, I'm taking it too far. I know I'm not, because I've been a fan since 1980, and I've had to live through all these years of only seeing one Eastern Conference championship. While I see, you know, expansion teams winning championships, plural. Can't come to me like that. I know. And people would be like, well, sure, the Hornets haven't won a championship yet. Okay, you got me there. Washington Wizards haven't gotten a championship yet. Okay, all right. But unfortunately, who has in the Eastern Conference? Or at least gotten to a championship? Cleveland. Boston, Indiana, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Milwaukee, not in our lifetimes, but they've been, they've won. Philly, they've been, they won. New York, they've been, not won. Orlando, they've been. And then the Brooklyn Nets, which used to be the New Jersey Nets, who went back-to-back a couple, you know. Hawks don't have any of that going on, do they? That's my point. How can you just go all these years, all these decades, and not have nothing to show for it? And then not really care about it. That's the frustrating part. When you go to a Hawks game, you want to see the ultimate effort every night. And when you don't get that, who cares about the record? But if you're not even going to really have a total team effort for 48 minutes for 82 games a season, what's the point? So that's why you have some franchises that no matter what their record is, they still got a huge fan base because they play hard every night. Because the coach demands it. Ownership demands it. Right? And when you don't have it, you have to start making changes. Right? Now, sometimes you just have, you know, horrible, you know, management and horrible ownership, and you see what happens. But more times than not, a lot of franchises have gotten it right, and they have rings to show for it. And you keep attracting good players to come and play for your team because you always have a shot. You got veterans playing for the minimum because you have a shot to get there because you've shown you can get there over and over and over and over and over again, or at least look like you can. When was, again, besides the 60-win season, when have we ever looked like we could ever do anything? Seriously. And this not by Charles Barkley. Right? It's sad. It's really sad to see this. I hate it for Dwight Howard more than anything because he made the move to come back to Atlanta, and this is how he's getting rewarded. It's sad to me. You know what I'm saying? It's sad that, you know, what's going to happen with Paul. It's sad, you know, with all these other players that we have on the team that could be getting more time. They won't. You know, they're just proverbially benched now forever. Like Chris Humphreys. Chris Humphreys deserves better than what he's getting right now. Deciding, you know, come here. It's just sad. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, I'm done for tonight. I just had to get a show in after watching the foolery up until I decided to just turn once my prediction about Bayes going in at point came true. At least they didn't put Kelly in there at point guard, right? Kelly ain't even going to play a game this year. So sad. At the end of the day, we got what we got. So, whether or not I do another show this week, I don't know. We'll see. But follow me on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio, IMTM1, that's my personal page, and then IMTM Worldwide, that's my company page. Of course, go to blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, and you can subscribe for free and get announcements of all shows from then on in. And hopefully I will get to talk soon. I'll probably do a soccer show one of these days. I don't know when just yet. We'll get to that. And, of course, talk about the Atlanta Braves and all that kind of good stuff on the next show. Until then, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'm not even saying go Hawks tonight because I don't believe I should because they just don't want to go anywhere. So frustrating, y'all. Hopefully y'all enjoyed the show. Again, I know I probably touched on a lot of things that most people are thinking about. And hopefully y'all have some comments. You definitely post them and stuff like that in Facebooks and Instagrams and everything. But we'll see what happens Wednesday. We'll see what happens with Toronto. But right now, there is no hope right now, y'all. And this is what it is. If we're going to go down, we're going to go down fighting, I guess. But bad, 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 bad night. Talk to y'all later. Peace. It's Chris, IMT, Worldwide Radio.